Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You have reached Everlasting Covenant Free From Paul on Sunday, January 8th, 2023. And I am so excited to be here with you guys today. I have had an incredible week and lots of fun stuff has happened. I have met lots of like minds out there and possibly future guests to the show. So that was very interesting and exciting as well. I came across recently a post that was intriguing on the Book of Titus, and that's actually where I met some somewhat like minds out there. A lot of times not everybody's come to the same place at the same time. So there's some differences out there, but see if I can find this. So there's another person out there that does a broadcast, and he does different topics, but he speaks on exposing Paul a lot. And he was participating in a post that was talking about some things that I found very intriguing regarding the Book of Titus. And if I can get it to come up. So the post says, absolutely loathe this book, that have to show proof of this deception. Pay attention. So I find this intriguing just from the standpoint that people are waking up to the Pauline books of the Bible, which is exciting because we want to know the Father and know him truly, purely, and only, and be aware of the deception out there and be able to look in our own backyard. I know it's extremely hard for a Christian to look in their own backyard and ascertain and entertain the idea that the great deception that we've all been warned about could have its roots in the very religion that we grew up with, and that the original message that the Messiah brought could have changed that much to bring about a deception where everyone was led astray, because we all think that Christianity is the message that the Messiah brought, right? But the Messiah, the Book of Matthew, and the one that Paul adopted are two very different entities, and we expose that on this show. So continuing on with the post, their knowledge, by who? By God to Titus as the Savior. That's why he was called the Christos. That's why he has an ark erected to himself. Think about it. His true son is the Christos, his son. Read your own book in context instead of the deceiving carpenter put in place to deceive you. We're talking about the version. This person, I think, throws out the baby with the bathwater and doesn't see that the Messiah that's written about in the book of Matthew is not the one adopted by Paul, and that's where we split ways. So read your own book in context instead of the deceiving carpenter put in place to deceive you. Very clearly you see the Savior is being handed over to being Titus. It's not much clearer than that. Israel was handed over to Titus by Paul, the deceiver. So I don't see these verses quite like this person does, but I found it interesting that she's seeing that Paul needs to be exposed. Titus definitely comes down on the first century believers really hard. So Titus 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth. So we have to think in terms of the switcheroo. He's trying to establish who those that follow Jesus Christ are, but doesn't indicate the obvious, if you research the earmarks of the Jesus that he talks about, that this Jesus is not the one, not the Messiah that walked, but one that he invented that supposedly spoke to him in the desert when all three stories are different. No credibility there. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness. So he's trying to portray this as leading to a good place. In the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now, at this appointed season, he has brought to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my true son, in our common faith. So I think that they're thinking that because it's connecting Titus to the Savior, that I think they see a connection there. I think it's a pause, switch, change subject, that it says grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. So the way that I see this is that it's putting forth the switcheroo of the gospel, and Titus is definitely a disciple of Paul, and Paul is definitely the lead host of promulgating this anti-Messiah message by superimposing an image of the Messiah, which in fact becomes a beast, because it's not the truth. It becomes a counterfeit, an anti-Christ. And then paints the whole religion from there. Stemming from that is Catholicism and then Protestantism, Christianity, and the tainted Twistianity, if you will. So at any rate, I just thought I would throw that out there. We try to give people food for thought on this program to be able to research and come up with a greater knowledge of the Father in heaven. So with that, we're going to need to pause for some commercials here and talk to you in just a bit.
Fair Faces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.